You're listening to an All Saints Church sermon podcast. We hope that you'll be blessed.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your little coffee break. Thank you so much for your friendliness. You are a wonderfully friendly group of people. You know, I go to many, many different churches, and just sometimes, yes? Oh, thank you very much. Christmas has come early. Sometimes you can visit a church and people are not very friendly, and you know, you think, I think these are God's chosen frozen. But let me tell you, you are not like that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this morning we are going to be looking at someone who is not a big name celebrity. If I said to you, have you ever heard of the Apostle St. Paul? I would say nearly everybody would say yes, okay? But if I said to you, can you tell me anything about this man? In a lot of places, people wouldn't be quite sure. Can anybody tell me anything about this man? Well done. Well done. Now, the interesting thing is, we only read about Ananias in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. And in the booklet, which page is it? Will someone tell you, Pastor Lewis? Page 26. Page 26. You will see that passage from Acts chapter 9. And Ananias is only mentioned in one other place in the New Testament. Whereas, look at the number of times St. Paul is mentioned. Hundreds of times. But I would suggest to you that if it hadn't been for Ananias, we might never have heard of the Apostle Paul. Because he was an important link in the chain in the Saul of Tarsus story, or the St. Paul story. And I think there's a very, very important lesson there, folks. We live, and I've said this, I've forgotten the time. Anyway, previously, we live in a celebrity culture, a culture of the big name. But do you know something? When you read the Acts of the Apostles, you realize that the growth of the church was often through people whose names we do not know. But they lived out the gospel. They gossiped the gospel. They spread the word. And it was through those people, I sometimes call them the unknowns, through those people the church grew. Yes, there are the big names like Paul and Peter, but there are many of the lesser knowns like Ananias. And without people like Ananias, the church will not grow. So I don't know whether you think you are a celebrity, like the most famous radio personality in Singapore, Joseph. Is that correct? Or whether you think, oh, I'm really not very important. Brother, sister, you are very important. Every single person here has a part to play in the Church of Jesus Christ, not just the big names. So let's learn this morning from Ananias. And it is so impressive how he went about things and how he responded to the challenge that God put before him. He was far more sensitive than someone I want to show you. You remember last night we were thinking about making disciples? This little video will illustrate how not to make disciples, how not to go about being a witness to Jesus, okay? This little video is called The Pizza Evangelist. The Pizza Evangelist. Enjoy. Remember, this is how not to.
Who is it?
Pizza delivery.
Did you order pizza? We didn't order pizza.
And yet I knew you needed one. So sit down and grab a slice. And let me tell you what else you need in your life. You know if you died today, if you'd be delivered to heaven in 30 minutes or less? And if you think that this pizza's hot, wait till you feel the fire of eternal damnation. You've been living your life shallow, like a thin crust. But what you need to do is tap into the man who can make it a deep dish deluxe. You've got a hole right there that this pizza alone cannot fill. But what you've got to do is grab a big old slice of Jesus. Because only Jesus can help get those nasty little anchovies out of your life. And if you give your life to Jesus, you'll be guaranteed a place at that big pizza buffet in the sky. And if you give your life to Jesus tonight, I'll throw in some free breadsticks.
If you give your life to Jesus tonight, I'll throw in a few breadsticks. Friends, pardon? Sign you up. That is how not to do evangelism. What do you think is wrong about that? It's in your face, okay? Yes. Was he invited in? He pushed his way in, didn't he? Anything else that you think is not how to do it? Did you sense any love? Or, yeah, for the pizza. Or maybe for selling the pizza or getting rid of it. But it wasn't exactly speaking the truth in love, was it? I think probably in Singapore this is forbidden. But in some parts of the world, Christians will give out little evangelistic leaflets that are called tracts. Yeah. And that happens quite often, it used to happen very often in Ireland. And I would always receive one and thank the person who is giving it and maybe have a conversation together. But I remember one day I thought, I'm going to say no and see what happens. So the person offered me a tract and I said, no, thank you. Do you know what he said? You're going to hell. Oh. You know, I thought, if I wasn't a Christian and that was the approach somebody took, would I listen to them? Would I want to be a Christian? No, no, no. So, you know, Peter talks about speaking the truth in love. Jesus was full of grace and truth. And we are called to be the same, just like Jesus. And I think someone who in whom we see something of Jesus was this man, Ananias. Just look at our Bible passage, okay? Page 26, or if you have your Bible with you, Acts chapter 9. Look at how it starts, verse 10. In Damascus, there was a disciple named Ananias. There was a disciple named Ananias. So there's one of the first things we learn about Ananias. He was a disciple. Have you ever seen one of these before? Do you use those in Singapore? No, they are. Do you know what they are called? L plates. Well, in Ireland, they are called L plates. And when you're learning to drive a car, you have to have an L plate on the front windscreen of the car and on the rear windscreen of the car. And then everybody knows you are learning to drive. Do you know that one of the root meanings of the word disciple is exactly that? Learner, a learner. A disciple is a learner, a student. And you know, I think some people make the fatal mistake of thinking we know it all. We don't. We do not know it all. When we become disciples of Jesus Christ, one of the things we are saying is we want to learn from him for the rest of our lives. I've been a Christian for 55 years. No, 56 this year. 56 years. And can I tell you, I am still learning so much. There is so much to learn. So, friends, please let's never forget this. I often say to people, I am wearing my L plates. Because that's what we are when we are Christians. We want to learn from Jesus. We want to learn from each other. And the very first thing we're told about this man, Ananias, is that he lived in Damascus. And secondly, he was a disciple.